Blog Talk Radio. You're listening to Cleopatra Memphis Studios. I'm your girl, Cleopatra Memphis, but you can call me Cleo, and it's time for It's a Wrap Wednesday. And we are so glad to have our awesome guest this evening for Who You Talking To Wednesday, the director of CCHR, which is Citizens Commission for Human Rights, and the president of the Inglewood location for the NAACP, Reverend Frederick Shaw. How are you, Reverend Frederick?
I'm doing fine. How are you this evening?
I am very good. We are so happy to have you on and to be able to talk to our listeners. I want to give a shout out before we get started to our listeners in Indonesia. We have new listeners in the Philippines and India and France and Italy and now South Africa. We have it in Suriname, Guyana, and Chile. So thank you so much. And of course, all of our listeners here in the United States and Canada, thank you so much for being with us this evening. And so we're going to crank it up for Who You Talking To Wednesday for It's a Wrap Wednesday. Reverend Frederick, if you can, just give us a brief tale of what we need to do concerning being a part of the Citizens Commission for Human Rights, and how we can also uniquely combine that with the NAACP.
Well, you know, it's funny that you asked that because the Citizens Commission on Human Rights is a mental health watchdog group that exposes psychiatric abuse, such as electric shock, the mass drugging of children. People don't know that there's 6.7 million children on psychotropic drugs in our nation. So this is something that we look at that needs to be handled. And what happened was there was a very unique partnership developed. When I was the Compton branch president of the NAACP, I joined forces with the Citizens Commission on Human Rights to address a very important problem that most citizens didn't even know was taking place. And what would happen is a person's kid might act out in school or be difficult, and then the school would recommend that the child go see a psychiatrist. If the family didn't adhere to that, over time, they would take it and send it to children services, and they would get together with mental health and file medical neglect against the family and take the child from the home. Well, I thought that was very brutal. I thought it was totally unnecessary. Kids act out. Things happen. People, even adults, act out. So for you to take a child from the home, there's nothing more traumatic and traumatizing than that. So we partnered. The Citizens Commission on Human Rights actually went through Dennis Hastert's office. He was the Speaker of the House at that time, of the Republican Party, actually. And then they needed bipartisan support. So then I, being a member of the NAACP, I got the national office involved, and CCHR and the NAACP merged together on a central mission and was able to get Democrats and Republicans to agree that you cannot make parents put their kids on drugs as a condition for being in school. And so we were able to get that signed into law by George Bush, one of my great accomplishments in life, the way I look at it, and we were able to protect families and children from being drugged with psychiatric or psychotropic medication.
That's amazing. And that's something that is not put out there enough. People need to know the gravitas of what you have done and what CCHR, Citizens Commission for Human Rights, does on a regular basis. This is a 24-hour a day thing. It's something going on all the time. And so it's very rare you're going to be able to feel like you have someone to trust. And this is the entity to trust to be able to get you the help that you need, that your family needs, and that you can also be a part of to aid in the fight. Is there anything else you would like us to know about signing up, being a part of this with hands-on work or with administrative work or communications work? How could we help?
Well, the first thing we would want you to do is go to the CCHR website. There's two, and that's CCHRINT.org. And, browse through, see the information that is there. And if it's something that you can agree with, then just go and join the organization. Memberships are $25 or something like that. And they last a whole year. And the NAACP, you can go on naacp.org and look up memberships, find how to, it's not that difficult, find how to join. And then, if you're in the Inglewood area, South Bay, Torrance, any of those areas, then you just sign up Inglewood South Bay, and then you become a member of our branch. It's $30 a year. So these are not expensive organizations. You could do both for $50, $55 or so. But the Inglewood branch is going to be heavily involved in handling this problem with psychiatric drugging of children and electroshocking people. We're going to be heavily involved in that partnership with CCHR already. And so we're going to hit the floor running in the new year. Hopefully we're not held up by the virus, but we are already, as soon as Saturday, having meetings with Congress people about this.
That's amazing. Well, also, what about touring the museum online? Is that up and running now where people can look in to see the research and the work that goes behind it? Is a certain, will it be available next year sometime due to COVID? How will that be functioning? Or if it is already?
The next time I come on your show, hopefully in the next couple of weeks, I will give you a complete update on that. I'm glad I'm writing a note right now. But when your listeners go to CCHR, look for it. It might already been there. I know it was supposed to be developed around this time. And look for the museum tour and click on that if it's on there. But if not, I will have that information at the next time I'm on your show.
Awesome. Well, I can tell you people, this is one place that's written for the movies, and it has been to all of you all who are into the psychological dramas that are into the horror dramas in the mix of the two, the psychological thrillers. This is one place for inspiration because these are real stories. These are true stories. And if you want to call in and talk about it, please feel free to do so at 563-999-3596. That's 563-999-3596. Or you can email us any questions about this, about CCHR, the Citizens Commission for Human Rights, or the NAACP in your area or here in California. And you can email us at info@CleopatraMemphisStudios.org. That's info@CleopatraMemphisStudios.org. We are also on Twitter and Instagram. So please follow us, like, and share. Now, we want to say congratulations on your new position as the NAACP president of the Inglewood location, because we need you there. We know the type of work and character you have to do this job, and we know it's going to be great. And we are here, especially me, to follow you and to prove the fact that there is someone there to hold them accountable.
And let me tell you this too. Part of what we're going to be doing with our branch, the Inglewood South Bay branch, is we're creating opportunities. We have the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers. We are have a commitment from a carpentry industry. We have several different groups, including the SEIU 1000. They're all joining forces. The Baptist Ministers Conference, the Southern Bureau Ministers Alliance, the LAPD Clergy Council, all of these groups are coming together for one single cause, and it's to create opportunity and outlets for people. You know, we have ministers that will maybe even give spiritual counseling, things like that. So this is all developing fast. It's in the spiritual hands of God, and we are praying for the victory on this. But we want to be able to take a kid that's in elementary school and walk him straight through high school. He can go to the military. He can start training in law enforcement. He can be an electrician. We want to create opportunities, and those who want to go to school, we're working to hook them into the historical black colleges. We're going to do a whole different thing than been done out there before, because most people don't think that the opportunities are out there. They're there, but nobody's put them in together like we're attempting to do right now.
Awesome. Awesome. And that's what's needed. That's called leadership, people. When you have it, things happen. That's just a fact. So I just want to say thank you, Reverend Shaw, for coming and speaking to us about everything that you're doing. We know you are super duper uber busy at all times, so we appreciate you taking the time out to come and speak to us here on Cleopatra Memphis Studios.
And if I could end up with this, I want to take the time to commend you for being an outlet for information to go out to people. A lot of times a person like yourself will not pat your own back, but people like me know how important you are. So we are thankful that you are involved and a part of what we're doing. And there are some projects that we may need you from the film industry to be a part of to help these young people as part of mentoring.
Thank you so much. I'm humbled by your words, and I will definitely be a part of the fight. That is what we're here for. We are education for the arts. We are here to make it accessible to everyone, especially the minority community.
Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you, Reverend Frederick. Now we're going to talk to you next time, and that's going to be next Wednesday at 10 p.m. here on It's a Wrap Wednesday with Who You Talking To Wednesday with Reverend Frederick Shaw. All right. Thank you so much, Reverend Frederick. Until next time.
Thank you.
Thank you. Now, we're going to move on to our new segment, which is It's a Wrap Wednesday official, where we're talking about finding your position. And as we just spoke to the awesome Reverend Frederick Shaw about knowing where you need to fit, what he's doing, how he's doing it. Finding your position, whether you feel like you are a producer, director, writer, grip, first AC, whatever you feel like your position is in this industry. Are you an agent? Are you an actress? Are you a model? Are you the business person? Whatever you feel your position is and you know it is, you need to make sure that you handle it properly. You got to find your position in order to be effective, and that takes some self-reflection. If you do that, there's no way you can go wrong. Even if you come across some failures along the way, finding your position will help direct you to the right path. That's literally all it takes, people. And we here at Cleopatra Memphis Studios want you to be able to find your position. Now, and that's in education for the arts or whatever it may be. You never know where the avenue is going to take you. Now, moving on to our next segment, which is Mind Your Business Weekly. This is all about putting your communication skills to work. We are in the middle of COVID, a pandemic, COVID-19, and you now are not able to see people face to face. You're not able to go and meet people like you used to, but due to what's going on during this pandemic and soon to be a second quarantine. So your communication skills are vital. They are literally your lifeline right now. So for Mind Your Business Weekly, we need you to work on your communication skills and putting them to work. Because if we didn't have that, you wouldn't have us on the air right now. So if that means putting together joining a radio podcast, becoming a co-host, producing your own show, just reading books to learn how to communicate better, feeling more comfortable in your own skin in order to project yourself and your voice confidently, because you really need that during the Zoom call, because we are in the middle of a Zoom bonanza due to COVID. So your best bet is to work on everything there is when it comes to communication, because literally now that's all you have. That is your bridge. So thank you for tuning in to It's a Wrap Wednesday. Remember, we are on all the social media networks from Facebook, Twitter, to Instagram. Just follow us, and we look forward to hearing you. So until next time, people, I want you to do what? Simply be great.